I was
gonna energy, yell, but like,
I'm not. I feel refreshed.
So you gotta yell right now. You gotta
okay, there we go.
You feel refreshed?
Energy.
I feel refreshed.
There you go.
This is the first podcast where we're starting out as a feminist podcast. All right, this is a new era for Rumble Pack. All right, it feels good. I feel wholesome. I feel happy. All right. I feel the women in
Jenna,
me.
We should let women talk right now.
True. Hey, let's open up the podcast with women. How are you, women?
Oh, boy. It's been such a great week for women. You know, as usual, the world loves women. Nothing bad has ever happened to women.
Very true.
And we're all doing so great.
Good to hear.
Me personally, I just put a honeypot pad on, so all the ladies... See if you relate to that experience.
All right. Yeah, every single opening from the podcast from now on, we're going to have a women update from Anna on behalf of all women in the world. It's going to be great. We are the most feminist podcast.
We are the most feminine podcast in the world.
Yeah.
We,
are we going to get monetized for having all on your shirt?
What do you mean? This is just a dog. Look at how well mannered he is. He's saying, waiter,
where
waiter.
Did you order that? Like, where did you get that?
I just found it, you know.
Anna, at least the first 30 seconds. No, there's no way,
guys.
We might get to monitor.
I had my shirt closed.
Okay.
If you read closely, guys, it doesn't say. It says feminism. More
feminism.
Waiter. More feminism, please. That's why I got the shirt.
If you read.
My feminist
you
shirt.
Hate women, all right? Read correctly.
I can hide my true self, my love of feminism if you want.
No, have it open for the world to see, all right? We need to support
Yeah,
feminism.
The world does need feminism.
Yeah.
The world does need feminism. Look at me, world. Look at me. Look at me and what I represent. Look at all the things I support in this country.
Wait, look at all of Dana's secrets on this floor. Wait, exposed.
Yo, there's.
Oh my God, is that Toon Girth March?
Zoom in, enhance. Zoom in, enhance on Dano's floor. That's lore.
Enhance.
Right there.
I have a Dana Razor reference back here. I have the pink sheep from the Minecraft.
I do see the pink sheep.
I have three Grimace eggs, like from McDonald's. I don't know. I have like crazy.
I only ever got the.
I always got them.
I only ever got the helmet. I only went one time.
Did you guys see Thunderbolts? It was so good. Dude. I've seen Thunderbolts 4 times. It's one of the best Marvel movies ever. It's like the closest thing we're going to get to like the original Avengers.
Why'd they do that?
I'm so pissed. Okay, wait. Did you guys see? Hold on. Spoiler alert for those of you that haven't seen Thunderbolts, but also not quite a spoiler alert. Have you guys seen the new advertising for Thunderbolts? Like the new posters and stuff?
I think it's
Johnny.
I saw your short on it, and I heard Delfino Square.
Same.
Johnny, are you okay if I speak a little bit? I don't want to like.
I've stopped caring about the Marvel, like anything Marvel related after Endgame.
Okay.
Out of principle.
So, Thunderbolts, great movie. At the very end, there's a big scene where they're getting ready to attack this woman, and she's like, wait. She got all the press in front of her, and she goes, wait, guys, look. I assembled this team, and they are... the new Avengers, and it's like a big mic drop, and then there's a credit sequence of like, not my Avengers, B-Avengers, whatever, and then the post-credit scene is them like being pissed off that Sam Wilson is trying to copyright the name Avengers, so that way it invalidates them, but they own Avengers Tower. Anyway, it's great. It's an amazing reveal. That's what the asterisk was for in all the Thunderbolts marketing. It was Thunderbolts asterisk. It's because the real name of the movie is the new Avengers, but that's at the very end of the movie, all right? And so, Bundun and Leia... I walked in the theater, they have a big standee that just says, the new Avengers now. And it used to say Thunderbolts, now it says the new Avengers. So I had to literally cover their eyes. I ran back outside the theater and said, I was right. They changed that Cover your eyes right now. Bundun put his hood, put his beanie on. Leia put on her hoodie. And I just led them inside like hostages. But I'd already told the ticket guy, I was like, hey, I'm going to walk in with my friends blindfolded. I'm just giving you a heads up. I'm not a terrorist. They're not hostages. I just don't want to spoil the Marvel movie for them.
I feel like you wouldn't have had to do. I like as a mall guard. If I see someone going like, "Hey guys, like we're going to see the movie," I'm like, "Oh, it's like a fun, friendly thing." But if you come in and go, "Look, what's about to happen is going to be a little strange. I want you to know I'm not a terrorist. I'm not a threat. I'm not doing anything sketchy. Now as like a person working at that movie, I'm like, you know, I wouldn't have thought that before, but now I'm a little hesitant about this situation.
Listen, the bomb vest that I have on is fake. It's because I'm a Marvel fan. It is
the
for
numbers
show.
Counting down are about my hype of seeing the movie. Once it
gets
to zero,
exactly.
I'll be happy.
I'll just explode with hype. I'm so excited.
Listen. My big countdown clock is for show, all right? This is not a bomb. This is not a bomb. I repeat.
Why did you just have that?
What's that counting down to?
It's the time.
Don't worry about it.
It's
not
the
time. A bomb.
It's the time.
Not a bomb.
Wait, guys, zoom in
and enhance on that. Enhance on that.
It's actually
that's important for lore.
That's actually hilarious. It's the time, but no, it's a timer. It's 4 hours, so that way it's like my 4 hour.
Oh, and it just so
sessions.
Happens. It just so happens to be 3:59 PST right now.
I'm not even kidding. Yes, it's 3:59:59 because it's 4 hours exactly. That is insane. I'll pick it up in like 20 minutes.
You have a timer app like on your smartphone. You don't need
this is massive and sits right in front of my computer, so it is constantly threatening. You know, like in a movie when there's a bomb and like you have the pressure of cutting the wires, you need the timer there to add the stakes.
All
right,
I feel like you should just hook it up to a bomb. You know, like Honestly? How you have to get up and do jumping jacks, or like
you
get you
know
shocked,
what?
Right? Just
I actually,
just
yeah.
Just
yeah,
make
I
a
do.
Yeah, you gotta lock in.
You know what? How about this?
The bomb explodes.
This explodes if Toon Turf doesn't come out by Rumble Week.
I thought it was gonna be my birthday.
Yeah, or Anna's birthday. Ooh. One of the two.
Actually, it's my
man.
Birthday.
We'll
That's
I've had
thing,
people.
Guys.
I've had people go in my comment section asking what my birthday is because they're trying to figure out when Toon Turf is coming out.
I'm glad that's why people care about Anna's birthday. Jeez.
Yeah.
I do have a comment for Anna. This is something I saw. Actually, us real adults don't have time for child activities at all. I will say, though, any YouTuber who gets triggered by comments and responds with hate will never make it. You don't have the character for it.
Dude, when I got that, someone commented, I made a video. I went foraging with my friends. And
oh, I saw that. It was great.
Someone commented, like, so a bunch of grown adults went foraging.
Hold on.
So, like, a bunch of grown adults decided to forage in a forest preserve somewhere, and you came out with a dandelion and a real skinny green onion? To which Anna responded with, I'm sorry you don't know what it's like to have fun with friends, frowny face, and then you clearly missed an entire bowl of plants, slanty frowny face.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, no.
True.
And then, I will say, I didn't do a very good job filming it because I was literally in the woods, like, digging it
you
up
were,
so my
you
hand
were
was,
foraging.
Like, covered in
you
mud.
You were foraging.
Like, I didn't get footage of everything I found. We found some other stuff. But, like, even if I just found a f***ing dandelion, like, who cares? Like, that's fine. You can make tea out of that. But they responded with the childish comment, like, us adults don't have time for childish activities, and anyone who gets triggered by hate comments doesn't have the character to be a YouTuber or whatever. So I just said, you're right, I'm gonna kill myself tomorrow.
It's so funny.
Hate
that,
comments
like,
as a
child activities. They call it child activities. I'm like, this is a hobby. This is a hobby. You're engaging in a hobby. Like
I was just hiking through the woods looking like, for plants, bro.
Any YouTuber who gets triggered by comments and responds with hate will never make it. That is insane. Everyone
concept.
Right now, you all need to go subscribe so we can subscribe to Anna so we can prove this one commenter wrong.
Yeah.
We need to be super petty right now, all right? We've already crossed the line into pettiness. We need to go ultra
on
petty.
YouTube is just baffling to me because like
yeah.
You just gotta be a...
Why are you doom scrolling?
Like, why? Like, why? Like, why? You know?
You don't What's crazy is, like, you don't have time to, like, walk in the woods, but you have time to doom scroll and be a...
Just delete the comments.
Yeah, yeah. The child activities that you're engaging are being mad at someone for having fun. That's what you're doing.
When I got that, I was at Applebee's with some people. I like lost my. It was so. It was the funniest thing I've ever read.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys check your held comments, by the way?
I haven't. Like, let's do it right now.
I go through mine like frequently. It's so funny. It's okay, so funny. Wait. See.
I'm gonna hit apply on thing. Search. And I'm just
This is a great video on its own. Okay.
Guys,
and then if it's good, we'll do another video on it, alright? And then if it's good.
Dude, I hate looking at the comments on YouTube because like it genuinely just makes me so disappointed. Like in people. Like the concept of hate comments is like, hey, I didn't like this so much that I feel the need to like take time out of my day to say that I don't like this to a person who will probably never read it. And I'm like you could be if you don't like this content, first of all, don't watch it. Don't engage with it, because if you engage with it, you're going to see it more, and you're just going to perpetuate the thing you don't like. But, why would you do... It doesn't compute in my mind. Like, what's the point? Like, what do you get out of it?
Also, my health comments are nothing. It's just, like, people saying balls.
Oh.
I think it'd be really funny if you guys collected hate comments and sent them to me anonymously, and we had to guess which channel it was for.
Ooh.
That's really good.
I still want to do the Rumble Pack quotes episode where we have to guess who said what quotes on Rumble Pack. I think that'll be peak.
Why don't we, for our
50th or 100th episode,
video and audio listeners compile a bunch of quotes, send them in the comments, and then we have to figure it out.
Dude, you know what's funny?
Why search for it ourselves?
There was, what was that Mike Tyson quote? It was, the internet made people too comfortable with saying things and not getting punched for it. That's the deal is, like, you say things without repercussions on the internet, and that's the big deal. But anyway, as the number one feminist podcast, we can say that Kyle B. USC, you get F tier in feminism. And that doesn't stand for feminism. That just stands for you fucking suck.
Guys, Pear joined.
Hey, there's Pear.
Yo,
there we go.
No
Pear, say something about Fortnite.
Look who's oh.
All right, we're gonna use the character AI of Pear to just insert that there.
Anna, you have a boyfriend. Stop eating Pear out.
You know, I thought that was gonna go in a completely
different way. You gotta blow that out. You gotta censor that.
Yeah,
mosaic.
It's so high in fiber, guys.
That's right, guys. If you see Pear on the street,
take
a bite. You have the Rumble Pack seal of approval.
Yeah.
If you bite Pear out on the street, and then he says, "Whoa, dude, what was that? Like, I'm calling the police." You can be like, here's Johnny at this timestamp saying you have permission to do that.
Guys, the biggest bite mark gets to be a guest on the Rumble Pack podcast.
I think I figured out Anna's strategy. She's got Riggy on her leg. She's got Pear inside of her. Next week, she's going to have Bam's cat ears. The week after that, Johnny's flannel. When? And then something.
I could have Bam's cat ears right now.
She's gonna ripping all of us like a piece of our souls off, and then become
the Rumble Pack homunculus. Is that what we're going with this?
Pretty much. No, she's
Anna
just gonna
become the Rumble Pack.
Yeah, all of us are gonna die. She's the only one Wait. This is so that when VidCon happens and she goes and says that she is Rumble Pack, she won't be lying. She will literally be all of us, just as one human. It's gonna be horrifying. I am scared. And there's Bam. There's Bam. Oh, shit.
No, wait, how could you do this to me?
Oh,
wait,
shit.
No, don't put it. No! Ah!
Oh, no! No, he's gone!
No! No! Anna! Wait, Anna, do you have a British voice now?
Anna, you have to take them off.
Anna, do you have a...
Boy, it's Tuesday, isn't it? They just disappeared me like the Avengers!
Oh, that's so funny. You have to take them off. Release
Somebody season my food.
Yeah, release Bam.
Release Bam.
You witch. Release Bam.
It's so cold in there. It was so cold and dark.
Dude, Bam, shut up, man. He's not that cut.
What? What was that?
I guess
I just crawled out of the void and I get berated by Bundan.
Guys, it's cobalt.
I do have something. Anna, I've been meaning to give this to you, but I just keep forgetting. So let me unbox this real quick.
Oh boy.
I have a gift.
It's just a giant sign that says you're fired from Mumble Pack 2.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you have the? No, you don't.
Do you have a Bundan specific soundboard?
No,
Bundan soundboard.
Yeah. No,
it's
what?
Whoa! There we go. You got Anna Goon poster.
Is that a poster like a big sticker?
Why are we just pulling things out of our inventory for this episode? What's going on?
Tight. Show and tell.
You could add this. I figured you could add this to your goon cave, Anna.
Oh boy, I do love gooning in my cave. Oh.
That's a clip that's on the internet forever now, Anna. people are gonna use that as a soundbite.
Can we just
now.
Get Wait, a 5-second short? I got this for your goon cave. Oh, I do love gooning in my cave. That's the whole short.
I gotta show you what I put under my humidifier so it doesn't get like water all over my thing. Hold on real quick.
Okay.
What was the gimmick for this episode? What were we even doing again? I completely forgot.
You know, let's ask Bundan. Let's ask Bundan, guys.
Okay. Yeah, okay, Bundan, what do you have to say about this?
Guys, wait. Have you ever thought about if Dano, because he lives in California, if he is cut or uncut, and the percentage if cut?
Wait, hold on. We've never thought about this in detail like this before.
Good question, Bundan. I'm glad you asked that.
I have a humidifier right here. And it it can get like the desk wet. So this is what I have to keep it.
audio.
Oh hell no,
Johnny! Don't even. Yeah, it's a normal towel.
It is a normal towel with nothing written on it. There's no
constantly moist. That thing is like has never not been moist. I don't think.
Yeah, but
even when the humidifier's been off for years, it's still moist.
Yeah. That's just like that. That's
and
like
it's
a
critical.
And it's critical.
Terrifying.
I feel like I'm just unlocked.
I think I'm ready. What time is it? It is. How many minutes have we been recording?
18.
18 minutes. Now we can actually get to the gimmick. Anna, what post do you have for us?
Oh wait,
we're not even explaining.
She's busy. She's busy on her rag still. All right.
Yo, nah. No, guys. I'm not a gooner. I'm just a loser.
Yeah.
I'm not a cloner, just a loner.
Do you understand? You shouldn't eat pears.
Deep cut.
That is so horrifying to me. Eating a pear on the Rumble Pack podcast. That is like actually uncanny.
Pez done that. Is he scared. Not?
Sorry. Guys, okay, I just got
we
an
did
email.
Do that. We all yeah. did that.
He was here though. It felt like we had his consent. You know what I mean? Sorry, continue.
I don't know. Look how deep I am, bro.
Oh jeez.
Whoa. Do you eat the whole pear or just like the? Do you leave the core?
Oh, I'm working on it. All right.
She's okay. Plowing through the whole pear.
Don't you worry, baby girl.
All right.
I just got an email from my building, that they're going to be painting our doors. They said, we'd like to inform you we'll be painting your doors. They did that yesterday.
That's funny.
Thanks for the heads up, guys.
Yeah, thanks.
They're just being polite.
All right.
Again? You come back, it's blue. Each day it's a different color.
Maybe it was...
I think they're doing a different layer every day because they don't want people to touch the wet paint.
Maybe it was like
so
primer
like, they want
and then
like
the actual paint's going on tomorrow.
No, it's like the same color. They've just been doing like really thin layers because I don't think they want people accidentally touching it, and because
right, the wet. All right, so new clip right there. We're gonna call it Anna's Wet Problem. That's the title of that short. Please stop buying the
short.
Dude, that I don't know what is wrong with this, but it's giving me actually like weird feelings about somebody eating a pear on this podcast without pear here. It feels unconsensual. Is that just me? Do you guys feel like? I don't know, man.
Dude, look at his little bussy, bro.
Oh.
I'm trying to get to focus.
Oh, hell no.
No, this is like crazy sexual harassment. I can't.
That's exactly what I was feeling, dude. How, I wonder how Pear's 4 million subscribers are gonna feel about this. His 4.6 million.
I'm trying to get my fiber up. Pears are really high in fiber, guys. Please eat Pear. Eat Pear in front of your parents. Eat Pear in front of your significant others. Eat Pear in public. Eat Pear in private.
The second,
it's high in fiber.
The second that we decide to give women rights, this is what happens. The second that the Rumble Pack podcast decides to give women rights.
That, Bam?
Dano,
Bam, why
you
is it
have
so large,
diabetes.
It's a little big.
Yeah,
Dano, you eat Arby's and then you eat a giant cookie from Pizza Hut afterwards.
True.
Okay?
Yeah.
Like,
ooh.
At least I'm eating a fruit.
Well, like, the deal
have
is...
Have you ever touched a vegetable in your goddamn life?
I love broccoli. That's not even a joke. I love broccoli for no reason. But anyway, no, listen, listen. Again, I am going to... And ants on a log or celery, whatever. Listen, all right? Listen.
No,
that also feels even worse, I think, because it's a fake fruit.
Have you eaten a vegetable? You said ants on a log. Because you can't eat a vegetable without peanut butter and fucking raisins being on.
Raisins is... well, I guess that's a fruit. Let's see. What other vegetables have I eaten? I've eaten a salad with, like, drowned in ranch before.
I've eaten a single salad.
Dude, you know what? Listen. Since I'm going to die at 30, I have come to the agreement that I'm going to enjoy my life while it lasts, so I don't have to take care of myself. Did you guys see the
Bundung
stream?
Bro, you can lose your foot.
What?
You can lose your foot to diabetes.
I would rather lose a... Wait, Bam, you lost your foot?
What? Huh?
You get diabetes, you can like lose your feet and
Why do you think? What do you think Bam only records his face? There's nothing.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
Yeah, I'm just a floating head.
Yeah.
Unfortunate, really.
Mm-hmm.
So you need feet and head, am I right,
Paul? Well, listen, I have low blood sugar.
True.
So, I mean, that
That's
means
true.
I'm safe, right?
Yeah, okay, Dano.
Yeah,
well,
that's
it doesn't matter. You know what? Listen, if I've learned one thing, drugs solve everything, all right? Where is Johnny?
Getting
He's
his
on
drugs.
A quest.
Yeah.
He's on
Johnny's
quest.
Quest.
Wait, hold on.
Man.
Oh, no, hell no.
I hope they bring that one back.
Yeah,
I want Johnny to come back because the first Am I the Asshole post I wanted to read, I literally...
That's the gimmick!
Through.
I completely forgot!
Oh, yeah, you know, wait, God, let's restart. Anna, can you take one more bite of the pear?
Yeah.
All right, there we go. So, Anna just bit Pear's asshole one more time. Speaking of assholes, we have a new gimmick today. Right. We're gonna be doing Am I the Asshole posts on Reddit. All right, that's the deal.
Wait, I got one. Am I the asshole for joining a podcast, realizing I need to take a shit, leaving the podcast with no warning, going to take a shit? I'm simply messaging the podcast. I'll be out when it's out.
I feel like some verbal communication on hey, that would be
Johnny
nice.
Johnny said no. Oh my gosh. Oh
I feel like
gosh.
Saying like hey.
Not the asshole. Yeah,
hey,
it's in the asshole,
know.
Not the asshole. Yeah. I feel bad. Anna's gonna.
It's about
someone.
To be out the asshole.
All right. What's the first
okay.
post you
well,
have?
Well, Johnny.
Besides that
okay.
one.
Okay.
That's so funny.
Oh hell no.
Am I the asshole for asking my dad to retire the punishment clown?
What? Hello?
Okay, can we get up?
I'm already scared, and
I can tell by this prompt that you were getting them yesterday, and then you just couldn't stop laughing while reading this one, and now you're just trying to do it again, now you're reliving it.
Okay. Oh my god.
Did you say...
I'm the oldest, 20 female. I'm the oldest 20 female of 3, 14 male, 9 female. He no longer does it to me or my little brother. However, he does do it to my little sister. However, he did do it to...
Hold on, you cut
both
out.
Of us when we were younger. However... He did do it to both of us when we were younger. Sorry.
Wait, sorry. Was it
I'm
the
scared.
Punishment clown?
Does he, like, dress up as a scary clown when he, like, spanks you or something? Or, like, gets the belt out or whatever?
Basically, when we f***ed up, instead of taking our phone away or beating us, my dad would call the punishment clown. Some dude... dressed as a clown would show up, scream at us, and threaten to take us away with him. It worked for the most part. This time, I think he went a little bit too far. Guys, I know I'm laughing. I know this is terrible to do to someone. I know this looks really bad. Do not do this to children.
True.
Oh my god. This time I think he went a little bit too far. My sister went on some forbidden websites, so my dad called the punishment clown. But when the punishment clown showed up, my little sister decided she wasn't scared of him. So the punishment clown left and then came back with four more. One of them was my dad, obviously in a mask. And they began pulling her around with these big tong things.
What? Like tongs? Is that what you said? They're taking tongs and pulling around.
No, I know exactly. I know exactly what they're talking about. It's like they're all in like a line, like connected by like a rod or something on the.
People aren't real. People aren't real.
Very
this
funny.
Isn't real.
Oh man. They eventually left, but my sister is traumatized. I asked my dad to cut it out, but he got all pissy with me. So am I the asshole?
Oh my gosh. I think this is like a family tradition, right?
Why Johnny, oh my god, guys, the punishment clown just appeared.
I think uh-huh. the person is not the asshole in this
situation. I would agree.
Wait, are you sure? Wait, Johnny, did you hear that or not? Did you hear? Are you just coming?
Yeah, dude. No, I went to the bathroom and it was really funny because I like felt like I was a listener.
You're on the good old stream listening to the punishment clown.
Audio listener.
Dude, it would have been so funny if Johnny like took his headphones off, came back, and just decided, you know what? I didn't hear it, but I'm just gonna take a stab in the dark. I think they're not. So that was a good
I
zoom.
I think they're not the asshole.
Yeah, you think? Oh, wait. I mean, I think they are that asshole. That would have been funny if he came back and you're just like, I didn't hear any contact. Stab in the dark. I think you are an asshole. I think that was a good thing that person
think,
was doing.
You know what? I think genuinely, like, your dad has like a fun sense of humor.
They're just trying to uphold a family tradition. What's so bad about that?
Like,
guys?
Okay, you could get beat, or you could have the punishment
clown,
which
clown
like gives you nightmares that will persist until your adulthood. But no physical pain, so like,
just emotional trauma.
I think that's a win-win.
Dude, that's great.
Just a little emotional trauma.
I'm just imagining the conversation with the poster and then the dad, and it's like, Dad, you shouldn't do the punishment clown anymore. And he's like, oh, well, I got the punishment clown when I was your age, and look how I turned out. I'm one of the best fathers you ever had. So you know what? No, I'm going to keep doing this. Would you rather I beat her? Would you rather I took a belt out and just started smacking her around? No, the clown gets the job done. That's peak. That is
like,
peak.
No, when I was a kid, we didn't have a punishment clown. We just got shot. That's why I have no legs.
Oh my gosh, dude. I mean, like, comparatively, I've heard worse stuff. Like, my mom, her, like, my grandma would take, like, a switch out of a bush, which is like a
Nintendo
line switch with, like, a bunch of spikes on it. And, like that's how you would get spanked if you did something wrong. And I think my mom only got it when she, like, stole a pack of cigarettes or something. And she never even smoked them. She just, like, took it and, like, almost smoked it. Anyway, but, like, so there's that. But, like, the clown is unique. You know what I mean? I'm sorry. I know it's traumatic. I think maybe four clowns is a bit much in dragging the kid around. But at the same time, scary
clown.
Well,
no,
they
grew stronger.
I don't know.
The kid grew stronger. And they're
character
like,
building.
You know what? I'm not afraid of the clown anymore. And they're like, okay. Well, if one guy can't beat a gorilla, maybe 100 guys have what it takes.
Like,
you know what I would love?
I like
how about
the idea.
I was just going to say, the kid
not
becomes.
Only
a
having.
I'm just going to. Anna, you go first. Feminism.
Yeah. Mm. I like the idea of not only able to have one guy on hand to be your punishment clown, but being able to find, like, two more guys on a whim.
Imagine calling
like,
up
hey,
your buddies.
Like, guys, I have four clown costumes and some giant tong things.
How much does that cost? How much does it cost to rent a punishment clown?
Surely this isn't a higher thing. Surely this is, like, friends or something. Like, he calls up his buddy. He's like, guys, yeah. My daughter was watching a Johnny Sins video. I need you to get over here right now with clown makeup on. And that's what happened, because he said that she was on like inappropriate websites or something, right? Yeah. That's what
forbidden,
happened. Oh my gosh.
Forbidden website.
She's playing Club Penguin without her parents' permission. That's what she went on DisneyJunior.com.
And the older you know what? I would love the concept of, you know what? I might rip this. This might be peak punishment to like get your kid into kids. Listen. The kid gets older, the kid starts rebelling. Instead of getting more clowns, I think that's a mistake. I think instead you just start going like further and further towards What is that, the franchise? Terrifier. You just start getting closer and closer to Terrifier territory. Like, bring a chainsaw and stuff. You know what I mean?
So, Dano, what I'm hearing is your parenting style when you are older is you are going to slowly be like, hey, if you do something wrong, that's out of my control. and you'll just create
coming to town, baby. Sorry.
You'll be like you'll be instilling like the idea of like karma to them. Be like, you know what? Hey, if you steal, the man might get you.
You do good things, yeah, good things like, happen. You do bad things, the punishment clown comes for your ass. I can't help it.
You hire like if your kid gives somebody back their wallet, you hire a guy to be like, here's $5, kiddo. You're doing a good job.
We need like the opposite.
We
of
need
a clown.
To bring Krampus. We need to bring Krampus to the U.S. I think.
Oh yeah, there you go. Did you guys see? Dude, one of my favorite videos on the internet is some kids who had misbehaved or something. And so for Christmas, they had the presents there, but just as they were going to open them, the Grinch, like a guy dressed up as the Grinch, yeah, bursts in the door and just rips the tree out. And the kids are screaming, crying like, no, no, no. And he's just, dude, he just walks out with the tree and comes back for the presents. And the kids are like kicking and screaming. Listen, that is great. Listen, okay, when like... If I ever had gotten my phone, I got my phone taken away like twice in my life, all right? I was a good kid. If I got away with a lot of shit. I only had my phone taken away like twice in my life, all right? And when that happened, I was pissed off because I was missing out on my social life. I wasn't able to text people back, stuff like that, all right? Listen, that's a long-term effect that just brews anger through the whole punishment. Punishment clown, one, done, it's over, all right? That's my defense, all right? In other words, the kids better be ready for the clown.
Oh my God, the punishment clown.
Sorry,
oh Bundun.
Wait, great what is
Bundun? Bundun,
you're back. You're back, Bundun.
Yes or no? Yes or no? Are they the asshole? Yes or no?
Huh?
Are they the asshole? Yes or no? No context.
Yes or no?
Are they the asshole?
Yeah. No.
No. No. No context.
No
context. No
context.
Context.
Yes
just,
or no?
Are they or not?
They're the asshole.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Thank you. Bundun's on my side now. Basically,
Bundun.
Yeah, Anna, you want to explain?
What do you think of Pear? What do you think of Pear?
We have all members of the podcast here now, guys.
What is that meant to represent? Royal Pear, or just that Pear in particular?
I eat him.
Flexible.
It used to be Royal Pear. Used to be.
Yeah, he's looking good.
He lost some weight. Yeah.
Yo, he's a ski legend. Mini legend.
Anna, how does Pear taste?
Ooh. So good.
Mm. This is sexual.
As Bruno Mars and Sexy Red set, fat, juicy, and wet.
What the are you guys talking about?
Okay, so basically, you know what? Here, so Bundun. The question that you answered, you said they are the asshole. I'll give you some context for what you answered. Basically, we're reading Are You the Asshole Reddits. There is this parent that instead of punishing their kid with like beating them or taking away their phone.
Bundun, are you recording yourself?
I am. Oh, is Bundun? I don't think Bundun is, but I got the multi-track records.
Do you want me to record myself?
How long are you going to be here?
I don't know. Is my camera zooming in and zooming out randomly?
No.
No. You're chilling.
I'm just getting lower thirds, Bundun, with the gulls above
his head. You look really clear. Like, insanely clear.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. iPhone, dude. Shout out iPhone.
Anna, do you want to...
iPhone
like,
camera's good.
How do we do this?
Yeah, I can see if I can get up.
I could get him on, like, my OBS and just, like, have him chilling next to me.
Do you want
to
see LA?
Please, please, please. Wait until we're on podcast. There we go. 2 seconds.
LA.
Is this your hotel room?
Wait, your hotel room looks terrible.
why are you in a concrete bunker?
What the hell?
We should keep it that way.
Wait, was there a plastic bag that just said blanket on it, which assumingly has a blanket in it?
Oh, there yes. We go. There's Bundun. Yes. There's Bundun. Aw, Bundun and Bam, they're buddies. Perfect.
Is that laundry detergent?
I wish I was there, man. I was watching the stream. I was watching your stream the other day. I was so like so much FOMO.
Dude,
I hated
it. I'm by myself in LA. It couldn't be worse, dude. There's so many problems with America, and being lonely in America is like double worse.
I'm sorry, Bundun.
We do have a loneliness crisis.
Bundun,
so
have you ever considered that you deserve the male loneliness epidemic?
I deserve it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a minority. I don't deserve. I'm Asian.
He's wearing his pink feminist hat. He's been the most feminist person on this entire podcast.
True.
Are you kidding me?
Actually, switch up.
Please, 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 please.
Yes!
Oh, yes. So good, man.
Oh, my God, dude.
Oh, it was so funny.
Dude,
Bundun,
it looks like, it looks like all the birds are trying to swoop down and grab the fish, dude.
Oh, Bundun and Bam can both give context.
Line right now.
Wait, you guys can both give context together. Share.
Okay, well, Dana took us...
Dano knows nothing about outside his house, so he has one thing to show visitors, which is the pro bass shop. And when we got there, or when I got there, it's just like just a big store, and straight away just American country music, the most generic thing, just blasting out. You open the door. What's that thing like? It looks like you're going to like an amusement park. And you're like,
yeah, that revolving door.
Yeah, the turny thing. So it has that, and then you go in, and it's just this huge store of everything American. My serious talking.
Grand entrance with the giant fish tanks teeming with life. The rustic, outdoorsy decor with all the wooden stone, and sometimes even...
He's talking about Bass Pro Shop.
Feel like you're stepping into a wilderness lodge or some kind of nature adventure.
It's just AI, man. It knows. It knows, dude.
Rods and camping.
Okay.
Did anything in particular...
How did that happen?
It's America, man. The phone feels the power of America.
Wait. Anyway, did you take it to the same one you took me? Yep. Is it the same one?
Same one.
I gotta go now. Crazy in there. All the stuff on the walls.
There was guns, fishing, boats, barbecues, and lots of bullets. I have a funny photo. I didn't even know this was a thing. I'm gonna put it in chat. Let me find it. There's Dano. Oh, there's actually so many things to talk about. But wait, should we talk about America?
Yeah, you can. We can do
an America recap episode, maybe.
Look at this photo. Okay, you have guns in the annoying plastic just on the side. You can just pick up and buy. Is that just not the weirdest thing ever?
It's America, man. Welcome to America.
Wait, are those not BB guns? Are those just real guns?
Wait, are they BB guns?
I'm pretty sure.
I think I'm pretty sure the ones in like the plastic are BB guns. All the actual guns, like behind counters and stuff.
Or they sometimes they have empty boxes, and you have to like go to bring it to the counter to get the actual purchase. Mm.
Okay.
Because you can't just walk. Because you.
Yeah. Because no shot a pistol is $34. Like that.
Okay. Another annoying thing about America, carpool lanes. I can't get over. I don't know how that's a normal thing. Like, are there carpool lanes in Canada, C-Dot?
Not like tons, but they're there. Like I don't know the frequency.
They're there? Bro, the fact that there's five lanes and one is only if there's two people in the car is like the reverse of freedom. Like the whole point of your country is to be free, and you can't pick like a car, like you can't pick what lane to drive in. That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life.
I think it's good for the environment, no?
There's an explaining carpooling. Yeah, it promotes carpooling, and you get to use the carpool lane if you're a single driver. If you have like a clean energy car, like mine, it has a sticker that says I'm a good person, basically, because I use a car like that doesn't burn gas.
Mm. Oh, dude, I just thought I didn't realize that makes sense.
Mm. Yeah,
I just thought. Okay, now, you know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe America's cool.
Yeah, America's great. And you had In-N-Out loved it. Bam, how many times did you have In-N-Out when you were here?
I don't remember. Did we do In-N-Out? I swear that was like one of the only ones we missed.
We definitely did it.
Okay.
When I was there last year.
We were there the day one, Bam. I have a photo of us in In-N-Out.
Okay,
I went to In-N-Out.
Gotcha. Oh, no, I remember.
I think the day I was leaving California... The portion sizes are crazy. Like I can crush like two double hamburgers and a 10 pack of chicken McNuggets, whatever, at McDonald's. But I could not even finish one regular In-N-Out burger. It was
really
because you're all weak. You're not a true American.
Everything over there is crazy. When I like first got there, like within a couple of hours of getting in America, I went to a 7-Eleven. The fact that they have 3 liter bottles of soda is insane. Like, no, 3 liters.
Bam,
you don't need
like, what was it like?
Some people.
Wait, Bam. What was it like to taste flavor for the first time?
Was it, wait. I will admit.
What was
the
it like
food,
to feel?
The,
what was it like to
the
live?
Food, the food tastes good, but you don't feel good. If that makes sense.
Dude, that's what Bundan said after he had an Arby's sandwich. He said, oh, it's a 6 while he was eating it. And then as we got out of the restaurant, he's like, it's doing damage to me over time.
It's doing tick damage. It's actually doing tick damage.
It's doing tick damage, that's the word.
Because the Arby's burger, it looks like a Dark Souls pussy, dude. Like, it's just like the most mutated designer I've ever seen. And then I did it. On it also smells like a Dark Souls, by the way. It is fucked.
Oh my god.
Dude, you get one bite and like your insight stat starts going up, you start seeing things.
Yeah, like I bit it, I'm like, okay, I see the vision. Oh, and then like 20 minutes later, it was one bite, by the way. And I started getting like sicker and sicker. And I had to eat like four more burgers. Okay, two bites. Still, 20 minutes later, like it became a 4 out of 10. I honestly, it's probably a 2.
It was a 6 at first, all right? Okay, no food, fast food makes you feel good after you eat it. That's not the point of fast food, all right?
Dano, I do wanna take one moment, because this has been contentious about how you love this Arby's so much. The fact that the best it was a 6 is still saying so much. It started as a 6 and got worse, Dano.
No, okay, fine. You know what? You want to hear something bad? You want to hear something bad? Let's invalidate all of Bundun's opinions about anything, because we went to Del Taco on Cinco de Mayo and got a burger, and he rated it an 8. A cheeseburger from Del Taco, and he rated it an 8.5.
What's the fun? What's the VOD? And when you see that burger, you'll be like, okay.
Del Taco on Cinco de Mayo! That makes you... I'm surprised that you haven't gotten shot by a Mexican yet, all right?
I went from a Dark Souls to just a normal-looking burger, and it was great.
I didn't get you any
Arby's
sauce. I thought
Arby's was okay, personally.
Yeah, Bam liked it. Arby's you. Okay. Bam liked it. No, but
yeah, that's because he's British. He's going some flavor.
Can I say it? I went to the last time I was in London. I went to this place. It was actually the Camden Market, and I was with my
friend. Camden Markets.
Camden's awesome.
Lived in China with me. And they were like, yo, I could really fucking go for some Chinese food right now. So we go to a Chinese booth. Now, you would expect a Chinese food stand to have flavor because it's Chinese food. We get to the stand. It all looks disgusting. My friend's ordering. And they're like, do you have anything spicy? And she goes, no. This is a Chinese food stand. She goes, no. It's like, boy, do you have like any sauce or anything? She's like, I can give you some like hot sauce to put on it. Which I don't even know if it was Tabasco or something, whatever she gave him. And then I felt like I have a bad thing where, like, if vendors start talking to me too much, I start to feel bad and I buy their food. So I was like, okay, I'll have your barbecue chicken.
So basically, their marketing works on you.
Yeah, I get the barbecue chicken. That shit looked like water on chicken. Like, it's barbecue chicken. That shit was clear. I take a bite. Y'all, I have never tasted nothing before, but nothing with an aftertaste. That shit is nasty. I wanted to vomit on the fucking spot.
I
was like, what did they do to this Chinese woman? This poor woman. Y'all, colonized her so bad, bro. I got like a crepe afterwards. I was like, this is the only thing that's going to be edible.
Oh, dude, I went to Camden Market. The sushi there was really good, in my opinion. I loved it. I think you just got unlucky with the stand.
Was the dessert thing we had together, Bam, at Camden Market?
Oh, that was like what was it? Was like Hansel and Gretel ice cream or something?
No,
that
was like
the theme of the
thing.
Store, I think.
What was a pudding thing? It was like bread pudding or something.
I think you went to get that. Me and Anarchy didn't get that. That was something that you did. I can't remember what it was.
I will say, when I ate food at UK, did not feel sick. 90% of the food here, I get a sore tum-tum.
Dude, I went to Universal last year, and I got chemicals. The Yahoo Mario Burger. Oh my god. I was not okay by the end of it. Like, no. I gave something to Mario that day.
Mario
all right, I had the Yahoo Mario Burger. A piece of me died
that
day.
Awesome.
For Mario.
PC you said Yahoo.
Mario took a bite of your soul.
Yeah, honestly.
And just branded himself.
Like, dude,
Damn,
I picked
Moomoo
up, like, the lunar item. Shout out Risk of Rain 2, dude. I picked up the lunar. Chopped 10% of my health.
Should we read another Am I the Asshole?
Oh, yeah.
Should
only considering we're 45 minutes into the podcast. Yeah, let's get to the second one.
We're just talking
about Dano's mom instead.
No, wait. I also want to talk about Dano's mom.
Yeah. Wait, can this be the Dano's mom episode?
Wait, yo.
We can do another Am I the talk. We could just
the derailed episode like again. Dear Lord.
Wait. Who's met Dana's mom? Who's interacted with Dana's mom?
Johnny, we met her. Woman. We met her at VidCon briefly.
Wait, Johnny, did you meet Dana's mom?
I wasn't there.
Did I?
You did?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I don't remember that.
I am 90% sure your mom dropped you off when we saw her.
She dropped. Yeah. But Anna started texting her anyway.
Maybe.
So.
You gave me her number, yeah, all right? Yeah. I love. She's a very nice woman.
Bleep that, but yeah.
Anyway, just literally goat mom. She's like the most iconic white mom I've ever met, but like in the best way possible.
In the best way possible. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In the best way possible. Dude, she was telling me stories about Dana. I don't even know if I can say them on the podcast.
Yeah, you can. Dana
had to go to his like psychology appointment, which is good on him. But it was just me and his mom. W. And we sat down. She gave me a coffee. And she just told me everything about Dano. I know his whole life now. I know the whole Dano lore in a 1 hour conversation.
And
it was awesome.
And Bundan, you're going to do the draw my life and get it out before Dano does.
You know how Dano, you know when you talk about Toon Surf to Dano, he doesn't shut up? You talk about, like, with his mom, you talk about Dano to Dano's mom. Dano's mom doesn't shut up about Dano. So I got every single thing. Like, I got this. I don't know if I can.
Nah, go ahead.
Dana, can I say the story when you met, what's it called? The jackass guy? Do you know your mom's perspective of that story?
I do.
Anyway, it was very funny.
Bundan told me this earlier.
Yeah, pretty much from what she told me was, so they're out in LA somewhere, and Dana, correct me if I'm wrong on any of this.
I was trying to get an agent. This was back when I was trying to become an actor before I started YouTube.
Okay. And she was saying how, like, there's a face you make when you see someone that you find hot, right? And she said she saw Dano looking at this guy and said Dano's face was like that exact face where you're like, that person I'm in love with.
The allegations.
Dano, can we see that face?
The allegations.
Dano, can we get help. Can we get a demonstration?
So she got freaked out because it was like a 50-year-old guy. All right, now, how old is he? Hold on, let me check. We'll reveal who the celebrity is in a minute, but hold on. But yeah, it was, hold on. Okay. But anyway, so it was that face that you make that, let me see how old he is. All right, he is literally 50. I'm amazing. But anyway, it's a 50-year-old guy, all right? It's not because, like, oh, my son could be gay. They've always had their suspicions. But it's because he's a 50-year-old guy, and I'm barely a fresh 18-year-old, right?
Your mom said she was like, she came to the conclusion that you were gay.
Yeah.
That's what she said to me. She was like...
I mean, there was
weren't you dating Leia? Weren't you dating Leia when this happened?
Yes, but, you know, I mean, we had only been together for, like, let's see, like, not even a year at that point. So, anyway, I make eye contact with this guy, and I'm giving him the celebrity look of, like,
gave him the fuck me eyes.
No, all right, listen. No. Because she had never seen me with that starstruck look before because I hadn't meeten, like, very many celebrities at all. The last time I'd met a celebrity, I was, like, 10 years old, and I met Danny DeVito in New York. And I barely knew who he was, all right? Mm-hmm. And so... This was the first time I saw somebody. I recognized him, but wasn't sure it was him. So I was just like, right? And I was making that face. And so, yes, from an outside perspective, maybe it looks like I'm infatuated. But then he turns and he goes, do you want a picture? Because, you know, I think when you're a celebrity for that long, you sort of clock with the faces. Then we took a picture together. And my mom was like, oh, I want a picture too. She didn't know who he was. But since I knew who he was, then she was like. And then after he left, I was like, Mom. That was Steve-O from Jackass. Do you not know who Steve-O is?
Steve-O? Yeah. Oh my god.
That's like, oh yeah, crazy. I love Jackass. so yeah.
That's
anyway.
Awesome.
So funny.
That's hilarious she told you that.
Am I the asshole? I was infatuated with Steve-O when I saw him for the first time.
Am I the asshole for being freaked out that my son may have a thing for 50-year-old men?
Whoa, wait, this is deep.
Okay. Am I the asshole for clearing out my ex-boyfriend's childhood room in the home where he grew up? Any first opinions on this?
Ex-boyfriend's childhood room? Is that what it was?
Usually, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Depends on what they mean by like yes clearing out, like trashing the place or just getting everything out of there.
Oh, wait, wait. Bundon, context for the last one. There was a, what was the clown called?
Dude, the punishment clown.
Yeah, you agreed that a punishment clown is the best form of punishment, basically.
Do I agree?
No, you did agree. You said you agreed. Yeah.
Punishment clown?
Yeah, the punishment clown.
Agreed.
I don't know, but you agreed. You said it's what you agreed to.
It's what you, we've already signed you up.
Can someone drop Bundon as the punishment clown?
Yeah, Bundon, every time you don't show up for a podcast now, we're going to send the punishment clown after.
Wait, where's Pear? Dude, we need to send the punishment clown after Pear, all right? Yeah. Dude, next episode, can one of you guys dress up in clown makeup, and then when Pear joins, just turn on your camera?
I only got the rose.
Hey, Pear, guess what?
Anna, you got it. You always look dress like up a clown.
I was going to say, Dana already looks like a clown.
Ah, yeah, there you go. What? There you go.
Ooh.
I can't fight back anymore because of feminism.
One more thing about Dano, really quick, because this was the funniest thing ever. So we go out, right? And I know we're just shopping around, and I look at Dano's like waist. I don't know why. He's just walking in front of me. I notice he's wearing a belt. My guy wears the lock-in belt out in public.
I own two belts, all right? I didn't know where the other one was, okay?
Oh, hell no.
Okay, Dan, we need to get you a belt. We got to get you a new one. We got to get you a new one is what we got to do.
Dude, yeah, I offered to buy him one. He's like, no, it's not the right belt. It's not the right thickness. It's like, bro, what are you on about?
When you go to measure, do you measure the belt like this or do you like measure the belt like this? Like, which way?
The second one. It depends on what I'm using it for, all right? All right.
Okay. If I'm using it while I'm the punishment clown.
Guys, Rumble Week idea: finding Dano.
Yeah.
A new
for sure.
Or how about new a Rumble Week idea? We all try Dano's locking method, and then you'll be shocked how well it works.
I'm already experienced. That's true.
Bundon. Oh, Bundon, did I tie you to the chair when you were here? I don't remember.
Yeah, we did it for the thumbnail of my stream.
Oh, yeah, okay, good. So Bundon has locked in, so that's good. Johnny, you can try it next when you're here next.
I'll try it.
And then...
My favorite thing about the lock-in belt, I told Sean, I'm like, yeah, Dano does the lock-in belt. And Sean was like, he's a genius. I need to do that.
You know what? Listen, Picasso wasn't appreciated in his time. Da Vinci, Jesus, none of them were appreciated when they were alive, all right? I'm just throwing that out there.
We're going to crucify Dano using his lock-in belt, bro.
Oh, geez. All right. Don't worry. It's only 53 minutes into the podcast. We have 7 minutes left to do another toll.
We're gonna do another toll in 7 minutes, guys.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Only gonna take two for me. All right. Am I the asshole for clearing out my ex-boyfriend's childhood room and the home where he grew up?
So wait, does that mean did this girl like go to his house?
Good question. Let's hear the story.
Let's hear the story.
I moved in with my significant other of 2 years after my pay was reduced in February due to everything that's been happening, and it didn't make financial sense for me to live in my own apartment anymore. My significant other asked me to move in with him, so I took up his offer. My significant other is my ex-boyfriend's dad, and I'm now living in the home where my ex-boyfriend grew up. My ex doesn't visit the house at all. I suggested to my significant other that we should move everything out of my ex's childhood room, let me use it to store some of my stuff, and let me use it as my personal office/lounge
room. Wait, I missed something. Why is everybody's mouth open? Can you repeat? I missed something.
She's dating her ex's dad. That's why she's living in his childhood home. My SO agreed, so I boxed up everything in my ex-boyfriend's childhood room and moved them to the garage, including the furniture. I've redecorated the room and made it mine. Before I even moved his things, I emailed my ex about this and told him he should come by and take a look at what he wants to keep and or sell and or donate. After not hearing from him for 3 weeks, today he texts me calling me all sorts of names for clearing out and taking his room. I'm really trying to be sensitive and nice here, but he is making this very difficult with his rage-filled outbursts in tech. My significant other and I are giving him a year to clear out his childhood stuff from the garage before I donate everything. Neither my SO nor I feel Phil clearing out his room was inappropriate, but my ex is just melting down in a tantrum-filled rage. What does my ex feel like he owns his childhood room when he doesn't even visit? It is very sad and bizarre.
Okay, listen, 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 listen. The one thing she needs to do to fix all of this, she just needs to say, son, I know this is weird. But it's for the best, okay? Oh, your dad and I have been talking, and we think this is the right course of action. Oh my gosh, dude. That's she lost all credibility when she came out with the dad thing. All the credibility is gone. Sorry.
What? This story isn't real. This 100% is like rage bait. I guarantee.
Oh my god. You guys think that, but like, listen. Of all of the years that all of the people have been alive, this has definitely happened to somebody. Like, even if this isn't real, this has totally happened to somebody. There have been billions of people alive.
The grand
like this
scheme
has
of
happened.
Last coincidence. It probably is. But is this specific story version real? I don't know. That just seems like
Either way,
I think the crux of this is there's two things. First of all, don't date your ex's dad.
Yeah.
Second
unless
of all,
it's true love.
unless it's true love. And second of all, you just ask first. You say, "Hey, we're gonna move your stuff if that's all right," and then they say, "Okay." Or they say no, and then you say, all right, well, come and get it then.
He didn't respond he didn't respond to his new mom for 3 weeks, all right? I think that there's a certain so bad.
For no one's hating on the dad. The dad's a freak.
That's true.
Yeah.
True.
I think the dad is the asshole in this situation.
The dad saw like her their son break up.
Yeah.
And went,
let me know if you need anybody to talk to, all right?
Yeah. Oh no.
It's so bad.
You know, do you know what the crazy part is? You have like they're gonna be compared. Which is insane.
Yeah. Wow, you're dude. They traded in for the classic model.
It's like those like old versus new YouTube videos. Like which one's better, old or new?
Yeah, dude, she should make one of those. I would watch that. I would watch that.
Guess the dick.
Shots is horrible, dude.
Do you ever think like the dad was like, so who's a better kisser?
This is gonna be a Jubilee video in 2 months.
Oh my god.
6 people who are dating their ex's dads versus 1 person who is the ex.
Versus 1 sane human being. How about that?
Yeah. Wait, does this mean... Wait. Does this mean the one person who is the ex, does that mean it's the same dad that they're all dating? It's like a polycule with the same dad, and they all have the same ex?
No. Dude, and then this guy is just in hell. This guy is just surrounded by people that are dating his father. And he's just in hell.
Dude, that's got to be the worst. Like, imagine you have a relationship, and you're like, it didn't work out, and you, like, want to move on from them. And they go,
I'm going to
fuck
your dad.
You know who?
Imagine dating a new person at that point, then. It's like, when am I going to meet your parents? You're not. We're sorry. They died. No, you don't get to meet my parents.
My question, was it an affair, do you think? Like, do you think if, like, she went home to meet the parents, and she was like, oh, wooga!
She was like, wait.
She's like, bow, chicken, bow, wow. She's like, so your dad, he's a beekeeper, right? How old is he? Clearly beekeeping age.
Oh, such a funny bit, dude.
Okay.
Horrific.
I think we can do one more.
I think we're all pretty...
So
dorky,
he keeps bees.
Yeah.
I wish my dad kept bees. What?
Summer, I want to fuck your dad.
Oh, yeah, really? Really?
Dude, how many
have
you guys done? How many?
This is our
second,
second one.
We're on the third.
You did
one
a clown,
now.
And so I'm fucking a dad.
Yeah, and we're on minute 59 of the recording now.
I'm at an hour personally.
I actually hit an hour flat.
Deno cut out a.
I said 59 right as it hit an hour. All right. Sorry, continue. Sorry, Anna. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I apologize on behalf of
okay.
Men.
Yeah.
And I also apologize on behalf of all men. Okay. You need your time to speak. And when men cut you off, it's really disrespectful.
I agree. Continue, women.
Okay.
I just want to Dano's point. I do want to say that.
Oh my god! We can't keep doing this. We can't keep doing this because you know why you can't keep doing this? Because I can't have like I don't want a kid at VidCon.
How uncut or cut?
We're gonna say you don't want a kid at VidCon to what?
Royal Paris.
I feel like I don't want like some kid who doesn't
really
understand.
Cut. I think really cut. He really gives off that energy.
Let women speak, Bondon. Let women speak. What are you guys doing?
Maybe, we need to cut this bit from the podcast.
Because I don't want, like, obviously we've had, I mean, I don't know if you want to talk about it, but we've had weird interactions. I've seen weird interactions of people with Johnny. And, like, I don't want someone to, like, misunderstand what is happening in the podcast as, like, a joke between friends that is obviously, you know, and then just have a kid go up to me and go, "What up, woman? Stop! You're not allowed to speak!" Like that.
Well, Anna, now that you've said that, that is exactly the word.
Listen, hey, rumblies, if any of you is anything but the most pure feminist person to Anna at VidCon, you don't get a picture with any Rumble Pack members, alright? Yeah. You have to be nice to Anna.
I'll take your autograph book, rip it in half.
Yeah.
Like, I can't just be normal.
That's
please.
The bit you need to do. You need to go up to her and be like, "Anna, you're a queen. Slay." That's what you need to do to Anna. All right.
That's what
or,
I mean.
Or we'll get the punishment clown on you.
Punishment clown, kids.
Am I the asshole? I went to my favorite content creator at VidCon, and I told her to shut up because she's a woman.
She then
we joke about this on the podcast all the time.
And started beating
me. But she really seemed annoyed. Am I the asshole?
Okay. Am I the asshole for taking my girlfriend's lasagna home when she said I could? My girlfriend and I are both college students. She lives in an apartment on her own, and I live with my parents. On Sunday, my girlfriend made lasagna for our date night. She made everything from scratch, including the noodles. It was really good, so after we finished, I asked if I could take lasagna home for my family to try. She said yes. When I left that night, I took the tray of lasagna with me. My girlfriend didn't walk me out, so she didn't see me take the tray. On Monday, I got a text from my girlfriend asking where her lasagna was. I told her I'd taken it home for my family. She said, "I thought you were going to take some, not the whole thing. I spent most of my food budget for the week on it with the intention to eat leftovers for the rest of the week. Now I don't know what I'm going to eat." I felt bad and apologized, but pointed out that I had asked her if I could take it home, and she didn't tell me that I couldn't take the whole tray. She said it should have been obvious that I should take the whole tray since the tray was so big. To be fair to her, it was a really big tray. My family of five only just finished the tray yesterday after eating it for dinner both nights. But I don't think the size of the tray makes it obvious that I shouldn't take it. Monday night and last night, my girlfriend complained that she had to eat instant noodles for dinner so that she couldn't blow her food budget. Today, she is asking me if I can buy her a sandwich since I took her leftovers for the week. It sucks that she spent her food budget on the lasagna, but I think this is her fault for not being clear that I shouldn't take the whole thing. I don't think she is justified in asking me to buy her lunch because of it. She called me an asshole for not being willing to help her out. Am I the asshole?
Yes. The boyfriend is a fat ass, but B, just buy her more lasagna. Do you have to be that stingy, dude?
Yeah.
Ay, caramba. Yo, hey, I'd rather see my girlfriend starve than buy her more food. What the f***? That's twisted. It's
pretty funny bit, though.
No, that is a good bit.
Oh, wait. Even better. Okay, here we go. The boyfriend needs to buy her the sandwich and then eat it in front of her, all right? That's what we need to do. That's what we need to do.
I think that's how a breakup happens. No. Guys, Rumbly's in the audience. Try this one out with your significant
other. Wait. Okay, wait.
Eat all of their food, buy them food and replacement, and then eat
that. No. Here we go. The boyfriend buys the sandwich and says, "Here, you can have the sandwich." And then when she finishes, he says, No. I meant you could only have part of the sandwich. Why did you assume that you could eat the whole sandwich? I should be a couples therapist. Can we do that? Can we get people?
Dano, you can be Dr. Phil.
I could.
Dr. Dano.
Dude, better call Cal, all right? I will be the best couples therapist that, you know what? Let's do an episode where we just get fans to send in
Open
their couples
the
issues.
Server.
Yes, and
that's
I will just fix everyone's relationship, all right? Oh my God.
That's an amazing idea, and we need to do it.
Yeah.
I think you're a good boyfriend, Dano.
Oh. Ah, thank you. Aww. I am. Yeah, I try to be.
Besides for pretending to stop the car all of a sudden and saying I'm gonna die in the car, dude. You just slammed the brakes. Got you.
No, what I did, I asked Bondon. Okay, listen, Bondon was still jet lagged. And I was like, "Bondon, are you tired?" And then I swerved the car and I was like, "I'll bet you're not tired anymore, buddy."
with his girlfriend in the car too.
She can handle it. She can handle it. She's a
college student. No. I agree with Dano. That's a good bit.
That is a pretty good bit. No.
Dude, you know what? Bundun had to, like, dude, I went to pick up Leia, like, an hour and a half early, and Bundun just had to sit in the car with me because I didn't want to be late. It's yeah. Ugh. Bundun's
a trooper. My bit that I'll do when I'm driving, is I'll just, like, turn to my girlfriend and go, bah! And, like, jump scare.
And
like, sometimes it works.
And
she was like, oh, I was genuinely scared by that. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I feel bad now. But then I do it again. It's a perpetual.
It's peak.
Sometimes we'll be like staring deeply into each other's eyes. Then I go, bah! And just jump scare. I gotta keep her on her toes. You can never
exactly,
be too safe.
Exactly.
Never
dude,
know.
That's why, dude, that's why, like, even though... Dude, you're helping her survival skills. That's why even though Leia begs and pleads me not to tickle her because she screams and starts crying when I do,
yeah.
I still have to do it so that way she can get rid of, like, her ticklish feelings, and that way she can never get attacked by, like, somebody who wants to tickle her anymore. You know what I mean? Like, what if some predator comes and tries to tickle her and she loses control of her body and she can't fight back?
I think you are the predator,
yeah,
bro.
Fuck.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
This is such a weird word.
Rumble
tickle
Pack
sounds
podcast.
Predatory.
Guys, cancel Dano on Twitter for being a predator.
Oh, jeez.
Dano, next time you're going to go.
I can't start this bit.
Next time.
Can we cancel Anna for, like, eating pear out on the podcast in the first 10 minutes? I think that's what we
Dano's
need to be
gonna
worried
Dano's
going
to go over to, like, Leia's place, open the door, and just see the punishment clown.
Yeah.
Tickle me again. The punishment clown is going to get you.
Oh, no, another. Am I an asshole? I want a spicy
one. We're at an
one
hour
more?
And 7 minutes.
Before we go.
Okay, one more.
Anna, do you have a really good last one?
One more,
really,
and all of us shut up. Only Bundun can say anything.
One
here we go.
One more time.
Okay, here. I'll read some titles, and you let me know which one you want, okay? Am I the asshole for not wanting to pay for my stepson's friend to come on our family vacation? Am I the asshole for punishing my daughter for not coming to my wedding? Am I the asshole for sending my family an angry email because they still speak to my ex-husband and even have him over, especially in light of his present relationship with a girl that's 20 years younger than him?
I want the wedding one.
All right.
Huh? Keep going.
We gotta save those for next episode or next time we do a Am I the Asshole.
Yeah.
Good one to end with. I want some crazy clown man. I missed the clown one.
Yeah. Wait. Can we just, like, sort by, like, tub on the Reddit?
Okay. I'm reading off all the top ones that I found.
Right. Okay.
Am I the asshole for asking my guests to pay $10 to come to my wedding? Am I the asshole for having a craving of something that makes my partner sick? Am I the asshole for dropping our dinner on the ground and walking out when my boyfriend asked me what's for dinner tonight?
Bitch? Yeah, that's good. Let's do that one. That was good.
Why are you so bullish on that one, then?
Oh my god.
Let's hear it.
I'm already on her side.
Peaked Johnny's attention. He's spun around. He's ready. He's locked in.
Can someone in the Rumble Pack scan that?
Yeah. I got
guys,
you.
I'm getting a video about a Boss Shorts Wars.
Wait. Be still, Bundun. Be still.
Hold still, dear Lord. I got it.
All right, got it.
Don't say what it is, by the way.
You've all been hacked.
Three people got hacked.
Hotel. Do you want me to order you food service?
Why is my phone not connected to the internet?
Order him a punishment clown. Order him a punishment clown to his room.
Wait. Go to
by the time
kiss,
this
bang,
is out,
bang.
A different person will be in that hotel room.
Wait, no. You guys order me something. I don't think you have to pay. My room number's maybe bleep that.
I'm going to get you a wake-up call for
clown.
Tomorrow. Oh, I can't.
You're the asshole.
What's for dinner one? I want to hear this.
Okay. Yeah, I do want to also hear
okay.
this.
Oh, shit.
I was over at my boyfriend's apartment this weekend, and I was cooking dinner because he was studying for exams.
A little bit.
Dano's the asshole.
Yeah
I'm true. Everyone right, stare at this guy.
I'm finishing the podcast, but I'll be free in life.
Dano, can you
how much
say
longer
that
do you think we're going to be taking?
He's wanting the podcast!
Dano, can you say that the punishment clown is going to get you?
C-Dot wants me to let you know that the punishment clown is going to get you, Leia.
The punishment card?
No, punishment clown.
Oh.
Yeah, what do you want to say, Bundun?
What?
I don't know what the punishment clown is, but I don't want him to come for me.
Oop. She has work tomorrow. How much longer do you think we're going to be on the podcast? Like 10 more minutes?
One more Reddit post.
One more Reddit post, yeah, and then I'll be free. All right, you can just come over. Yay! All right, I love you. I'll talk to you soon. Bye. Bye.
Wait, can you ask Leia?
Sorry, she hung up. I'll ask her when she gets here. <I'm sorry. laughs> Okay, Anna, continue.
Okay.
Sorry, women.
I was over at my boyfriend's apartment this weekend, and I was cooking dinner because he was studying for exams. I made pasta and a chunky sauce with meatballs and veggies. I told him dinner was ready, and he goes, "What's for dinner tonight?" with, like, a lot of emphasis on the last word. I was fed up. I had a pretty rough day with work, and I had some awfully bad associations with that word being used by other people in my life who are pretty abusive. So I was irritated that I dropped the pot of pasta sauce I'd been carrying right on the ground and was like, "Well, nothing's for dinner now, and I better not hear you using that word again. It's for the girls." He was freaking out about how sauce had landed on his rug, and he even said, "You're seriously acting like a bitch right now. I don't know what else to call it." I just walked out. I got takeout for myself and went to my friend's house. She thought it was funny, but my boyfriend was furious. He kept texting and calling and sending me voice memos trying to explain that saying "what's for dinner tonight" bitch was a TikTok trend and that he was just quoting something as a joke to put on TikTok. I thought that was the sh**est excuse ever. It doesn't matter if he saw it as a joke or stole the joke, it was still disrespectful. But it didn't change the fact he thought that sh**est was funny to demean me when I was doing him a favor. Like, hell, I come over when he was studying to make a home-cooked dinner, and he decides it's time for jokes. So I put my phone on Do Not Disturb for the night and split a bottle of wine with my friend and her roommate. The next morning, he was sending me angry texts demanding I clean his rug because he was too busy with exams to do it. I was shocked he left it overnight. That's disgusting. I texted back saying, yeah so that's bitch tax, honey. Leave me alone till you're ready to handle your own cooking and cleaning, because this bitch isn't anymore. Also, it's vile you left that soaking in all night. He called me and told me that he was okay with doing his own housework, but I did throw a full pot of sauce on the ground, so that's on me to clean up. I told him, "Yeah, no, I'm not comfortable doing chores for you if you see me like your b-." He told me he didn't, and it was just a trend, and I got pissed off he was playing that TikTok trend BS excuse again. I told him, "Well, I'm starting a new trend called saucing, where as a little joke, people throw pasta sauce around. You can't be mad because it's just a little trend, a little jokey joke, just a prank, bro."
That's great.
He got really pissed off and hung up on me, and now I'm seriously wondering if this dumb fucking TikTok joke is going to end things between us. Am I the asshole for how I reacted when my boyfriend asked me what's for dinner tonight? Edit to address a comment I've gotten a lot, and I don't have time to reply to each time. But did you tell him not to call you a like, how would he know otherwise? Honestly, if someone has gone to the age of 30 and not realized 30. That women, as a whole, do not like having demeaning slurs used against them, they're beyond my help. This isn't something that has to be told. I shouldn't have to go through my life like, "Hey man, just in case you were thinking I might like demeaning slurs against my gender used on me, I don't actually." And if you're about to comment something like that, let me just tell you in no uncertain terms. Women do not like being called by men. Do not call women. If you needed to be told that is unkind, consider yourself officially told. Now you have no excuse to not understand.
Dude, even before that edit, I was gonna say, like, men out there, this is a genuine piece of relationship advice. Just don't call your girlfriend ever. Treat it like a slur. Yeah. Because it is like, there's no reason that, like, there's no reason to, like, use that word, and, like, it genuinely, like, it ruins relationships just saying it one time. Because it seems like a joke, like, men are like, "Oh, you're a dick, bro, oh." But it's like, it's bad. It's bad.
It's different. Because, like, there's, like, I've been, like, if you want to get serious for a moment, like, I've been catcalled and shit. Like, some men will, like, yell at you, and they'll go, "Yo, bitch." Like, they'll, like, start, like, they're like, "Don't be a fucking bitch. Look at me, bitch." Like, it's scary.
I don't know how you smile like so through much. Guys' heads, though, doing that, like.
I've had.
Yeah.
It's.
Leia got catcalled a couple weeks ago, and I, it was the same thing, like, how, what goes through guys' minds that, like, they think that that's actually gonna work, you know what I mean? Like, that's,
it's
like,
it's weird, like, people, I've had people, like, honk their horns, like, super loud in front of me, like, while I was, like, walking on the side of the road. I've had, like, I mean, I've had worse stuff happen. I've had someone grab my ass when I was walking, actually outside my apartment.
Shit.
But I've had, like, one time I was walking home from work, and there was a guy on his bike, and he was just, like, he was, like, following me home. He was just, like, yelling. He's like, "Hey," he's like, "I'll protect you. I'll protect you. You gotta look out. There's crazy people out here. Ha ha ha. I'll beat them all up for you." And I'm just trying to fucking go home and ignore him, but like, yeah.
Okay, so weird. As the most feminist podcast, the Rumble Pack gives all of them an F tier on the feminism meter.
F tier. Don't catcall women. Don't catcall women.
And
don't honk your horns at women. Yeah. Don't grab women. Don't call women. Those are
that is no big boom. No. Zero
as
big
a 30-year-old too.
And Pear agrees
here's
too.
The thing.
Well, yeah. I don't know. He'll say
sometimes I will say. Wait. Sometimes it's really funny, guys. Sometimes we call it.
Wait. Finish your sentence.
I'm messing around.
Guys, if it's a TikTok trend, it's okay.
Dude, you know what? That's how I met my wife, all right? Through catcalling. I feel disrespected that you got... Anyway, look, I have Pear. Watch what I'm going to... Look, guys,
whoa,
look, I'm
whoa,
Anna.
You
got to be
sensible. Sensible.
Look, I'm Anna.
Sensible.
I'm sorry.
Sensible. Sensible. That.
See, that looks scarred. Oh, dude. Yeah, that guy's an asshole.
Yeah, I think they're both the asshole. Like, literally, the...
No, but
the problem with the majority of these stories is, like, they both overreact, and instead of having an adult conversation about, hey, this made me very upset, they make it about the situation instead of how do we respond to our reaction to that situation.
Dude, yeah, okay,
that
dude.
Story,
Leia and
wait,
I,
hold on, that story though just screams to me underlying issues in the relationship.
That's what I'm saying,
dude. If you're talking to other people about your relationship issues instead of your partner and trying to figure it out, I mean, yes, there's certain times when like. There's a lot of the time when it's like you're just saying, "Oh, he's terrible," and you're just wanting your friend to agree with you. Like that's it. It's not like a underlying issues thing. It's just a sign of maturity. Like it's just high school. All right, and it's bad. All right, I don't know. It's just
I hate when I see like those. You know, ever see like Am I the asshole post? And it's like update. I showed this to my significant other, and they looked at some of your comments and replies. They started to agree. I'm like, that's crazy because if I had an argument with you and you took that to Reddit, and then you and
the
then,
Redditors agree with me, I win that
and
argument.
And you come up and you go, hey babe. Just going back on our conversation from earlier, I asked Reddit about it. I would be f***ing out the door immediately. Are you f***ing insane?
Anna, listen, I asked Reddit, and they said you shouldn't be eating pears unconsensually on the podcast, and all of the Redditors agreed with me, all right?
They're going bad. I gotta eat
yo,
them.
Grok,
bad.
Yo, Grok, explain this. Explain this right now.
Dude, somebody did that in Bundun's comments, and it like... Oh. Anyway, like, Bundun's comments of me being a fat... It's so funny.
Now I need to look this up. Hold on.
No, on Bundun's tweet of like, it was Bundun's tweet about me having a terrible diet. And I think, was it Johnny that said, or maybe it was Anna. It was one of you guys that said, Grok, explain this. And it showed like, or maybe it was a random fan.
Oh my God,
I
see it.
For some reason. Yeah, you see it?
So
posted in the, yeah, posted in the general. So that way we can have it. And it actually did like a decent job explaining, but still, it's so funny.
I cannot stand all the people being like, look, Elon Musk, at Grok disagrees with you. Shut up. Stop using it. You're so not funny. Owning anyone. Like,
so
I have to blur the
ad,
but.
Fucking AI software.
Oh, that's so funny, dude.
The Dano Cal diet mentioned by Bundun Live is likely a joke, not a real diet. Dano Cal, a YouTuber with over 3 million subscribers,
I appreciate they put that.
Focuses on entertainment content, not dietary advice. The post, featuring an image of chicken and waffles, humorously suggests indulgent eating could lead to health issues like diabetes. As noted in the follow-up, bro's getting diabetes. There's no evidence of an actual Dano Cal diet online. The post
I got a great
new
idea. We tried the Dano Cal diet for a week.
Highlighting the need to consume humor from
You know what? Screw this. Ugh. It says I'm not a dietitian. I'm going to make a diet short tomorrow, all right? I'm going to say like bananas are a superfood or something. I'm putting this down. I'm putting this down
say,
just to prove.
Chicken and waffles goes hard, though. It actually
it does. It's my favorite food. I love
it. It actually did shock me.
It's like, so great, dude.
While I was walking to VidCon, I was walking in there, and like right nearby was IHOP, right? it was an IHOP. Like, I had the good old chicken and waffles, and I never felt more American in my entire life.
It's good, so. Dude. It's good.
It was good, it's though. Good.
Dude, Dana, what was the place we went for chicken and waffles?
We went to... So I was telling Bundan about this. So chicken and waffles themselves, it originated in New Orleans. It was because it was from speakeasies and jazz places where African-Americans couldn't afford to buy a bunch of different food items and stuff. And so they decided to just start combining some of the ingredients that they had. Chicken and waffles was one of those. And so now there's a lot of chicken and waffle restaurants around America that are owned by African-Americans. And yes, we went to IHOP, but bam, you and I went to an African-American-owned chicken and waffle place, and that's why it was literally peak chicken and waffles. Bundan, you think
that was
what you
had
was
some
good?
Of the best food I've ever eaten.
Yeah, what
it was
you
crazy.
Bundan, you think what you had was good? We actually need to go to an authentic, like, it was called Roscoe's, and it's, yeah, anyway, it's good shit.
You better look at it, go there on stream.
Am I the chicken or am I the waffles?
Do you know when you do those, like, Pokemon fusions, but then it kind of, the design actually looks kind of hype? That's what it was like. It was like this weird Pokemon fusion, but it actually looked like a sick new Pokemon.
A white guy could have never come up with that, dude.
Dude, I love when you can walk into a place and like you just look at the people working there and go like, yeah. My food is about to be a
dude. The one I had the worst sushi ever, and I knew it was gonna be bad. Like as soon as I walked in there, and it was like only like 20-year-olds behind the counter.
Get the millennial like burger
like,
joint.
Do you get like the 9-to-5 minimum wage workers, or do you get chefs? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway,
but did you draw it yourself?
Yes.
Anyway, right. Everybody,
thank
subscribe to Rumble Pack if you're not an asshole, and also if you're a feminist.
And do fem-